Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode, and we are going to talk about the five lies that the workplace tells expecting dads. Now, I could tell you some interesting stories about this. For time's sake, everything you feel or hear is a lie, if it doesn't make sense in general. Like, one, I'm not needed for the first 3 months of my baby's life. 100% false. Like, you as a dad, as a father figure, are needed in a baby's life from, like, conception, if it's possible, right? All through the pregnancy, go to all the doctor's visits, go to everything you can, be there, talk to the baby in the belly, learn the five types of baby cries, all these things that I talk about all the time. But there's literally research that has been done that proves that the baby's brain develops differently without a male figure involved in its life from the time it's born. 100%. Go check it out for yourself if you don't believe me. So that's 100% false. Another false thing is that mommy is the only one who knows how to care for the baby. No. Mommy definitely knows a little bit more because she has that, like, the intuition. But, like, you guys are both brand new. If she's an expecting mom, you're an expecting dad for the first time, it's your first baby, like, you guys are both equally capable of raising that baby. Like, obviously, if you're breastfeeding, guys don't have boobs, so there's that. But if the baby's bottle fed, like, literally a man can take care of a baby from the time and the second it's born. And it's honestly, it's a really awesome, empowering thing. Like, you are taking control of and in charge of and in care of 100% of a human. It's very cool. So, one, if anything, you should be excited about it and go from there. So, let's see, number three. I can't build a bond with the baby while it's in the belly. 100% false. I've had firsthand experience with this with all of our kids, really. But if you talk to the baby while it's in the belly, it knows you, it hears you. It can tell the different sounds of mommy versus daddy. And then when you're out, once it's born, it will 100% be able to know the difference. And it's amazing. Like, I'll tell you the quick story about Jesus Loves Me. So we would, for our first child, Ahava, we would sing Jesus Loves You to the belly while she was in the belly from being four months pregnant and on. Maybe it was 3 months. But it was almost every day. Once she was born, it was about an hour after she was born. Once they're born, they're taken to the little bed table thing, and they're poked and prodded and checked out and looked over and then wrapped up and changed and weighed and all that stuff. And then they're given back to mommy. And she was given back to mommy, my wife, and we were trying to get her to breastfeed and stuff. She was just crying. I mean, obviously, what normal and brand new born babies do, because they're in this completely different environment. And my wife's like, "Hey, start singing Jesus Loves You." And I did. And she stopped crying. Like, it was amazing. Like, everyone in the room was just like, "What is happening?" And that tune brought comfort to Ahava, to this little, like, hour or two old baby, because she heard that while in the belly. It was just amazing. And obviously, there's a bunch of more, like, there's a lot of research and stuff that goes back into that now, and it's becoming more prevalent as well, to prove all this stuff and to show, like the brain waves and things like that. It's really cool. But anyway, so that's just a cool story. Like, you can build a bond with your baby in the womb 1,000,000%. I'm not needed for the pregnancy doctor visits. nope, you got to go. They're scary enough, you know, and your wife's there. Sometimes they got to check her out, and, like, it's just weird for her, you know. And if anything, just be there for your wife or your partner. But on top of that, like, when they do the ultrasound or the sonogram, whatever it's called, I forget what it's called, where they, like, look at the baby and take its measurements and hear its heartbeat and look at its little feet and its heart, and, like, you can see its heart, like, beating inside inside your wife's belly. It's amazing. It's just going, and then you can hear it, and it's just amazing. So, no, you should experience those 1,000,000% and ask if you can record it, too. If anything, just record the audio. And so you can have that, like, to reflect back on and stuff. It's so neat. And then, five, the last one here is, hold on, I'm driving. Sorry, I forgot my notes on this fifth one. It's, I won't know what the baby needs and be able to comfort it. Well, welcome to the club. Everyone doesn't know what the baby needs or be able to comfort it in the beginning. There's no possible way. But with Dunstan Baby Language, when you learn the five types of baby cries that all babies have born in the world every day, they all have the same types of cries for the first 3 months if that tone is catered to. Now, it's a little hard to distinguish at times. You have to go get the Dunstan Baby Language course, which is like $45. You can even Google it or YouTube it to see what I'm talking about. But it's amazing. And it works. We use it on every one of our seven kids. And life was very different compared to other people's pregnancies and births. And even like 6 months old, 8 months old, 12 months old, 1 year old, 2 years old, like they're able to communicate with you. You're able to know the baby's needs and meet it faster, so that way it doesn't cry more than it needs to, and then everyone's happy. Now, obviously, it's not going to be like that all the time, and it might take like a while to figure it out. But if you listen to the, if you know what you're listening for, you watch the baby's physical cues with it, like, is it tense? Is it frailing? Is it, are its feet kicking? Is it, you know, you'll just know what it's, you know what it's doing. Is it trying to bend backwards, like, because it has gas or something like that? Like, you'll know. And it's just powerful. It's powerful, powerful, powerful. I'm so glad we found it. We tell everyone about it, and not a lot of people have heard about it. So if you haven't heard about it, don't feel bad, because it's not a real, like, popular thing, and which is unfortunate, and that's part of our mission here at New Parent Secrets, to get this out, to get the word out. Like, parenting becomes easier when you're more informed. And so, just to recap, lie number one, I'm not needed for the first 3 months of my baby's life. Lie number two, mommy is the only one who can care for the baby. Not lie number three, I can't build a bond with the baby while it's in the belly. Lie number four, I'm not needed for pregnancy doctor visits. And lie number five is I won't know what the baby needs and be able to comfort it. So, welcome to being a new dad. Welcome to being a new mom. Welcome to the expecting parent life. I don't even know if that's a thing, but I'm excited for you. I'm rooting for you. Reach out to us, newparentsecrets@gmail.com, or you can also, we're building a online library of different things. But anyway, for now, newparentsecrets@gmail.com, or reach out to me on my Instagram, Jake Edling. And that's it for today. Take care. Love you. Bye.